The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Moneyman Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Cheers Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
There are a lot of elements of sport that can be coached. There is strategy, basic components of the game, different drills that can be done to improve skills. A coach can even counsel players on nutrition, or the best way for a player to handle himself or herself on or off the court, rink, or field. Then there are other elements of sport that can't be taught. Character, desire, dedication, a work ethic, or even resilience. The cold hard truth is that a player either has these qualities or they don't. Now a coach can bring them out and develop him or her, but realistically, for a player, and by association, a team, to be successful and become a champion, these qualities have to be there and eventually show themselves. And for the coach, his or her job is to take the strengths of players and meld them into a winning unit. In other words, develop the players and build a champion. Now, after missing the playoffs last year, the Middlebury College Panthers made it a point at the beginning of the season to do the little things right, to work hard and set a goal to return to the NESCAC playoff dance this year. For this to happen, though, if we're being honest, the character, desire, work ethic, and resilience would have to come out in the players, and they'd have to work hard. And being around the players and coaches of this team as much as I have been this year, a few of the things that have really impressed me this season are some of these non-coachable elements that are so evident. Players are a tight-knit group. They work hard. They believe in their system. They believe in each other, and they believe in their coach, Neil Sinclair. The coach has the room, as hockey lingo goes, and that matters a lot. And from the start of the season, the players and coaches knew they'd have to work hard and they'd have their successes and failures, things that would work out well and areas that they need to work on. There'd be some good games and there'd be some games where things could have been done better. There'd be great wins and at times tough losses. All of these elements, good and bad, part of the process of building a champion. And unlike last year when the Panthers missed the playoffs, as Middlebury enters the final third of their regular season, they are right in the thick of the playoff race and looking to make some noise come postseason time. After the Panthers' last outing, which is a 3-2 loss to Norwich last week, a game in which Middlebury led 2-0 before the Cadets came back and scored three unanswered goals, I talked to some of the players and what I found really impressed me. They weren't down, and almost to a man, the reaction was, you know what, Norwich won the game, they came back, and now we look ahead to Conn College and Tufts. We move on, we look at what we did well, what we have to improve on, and get ready for this weekend. And being around the team, win or lose, you can see the gelling, you can see the maturation, and the basis for a lot of optimism. There's a lot of work to do. The players and coaches know that. But when you walk around the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the home of the Panthers, and you see all those championship banners, there's a feeling right now that with the talent and the attributes that these players have, it might not be long before another banner is added to the many that hang there now. Good evening, everyone, from the Dayton Arena in New London, Connecticut, the home of the Connecticut College Camels. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the radio voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you tonight as we bring you men's hockey action featuring the Camels of Connecticut College and the Middlebury College Panthers. I want to thank you for joining us tonight as we bring you men's hockey action between two NESCAC rivals. Both are looking to move up in the conference standings, and both need wins. One team, the Connecticut College Camels, come into tonight's contest looking to get back in the win column, somewhere they have not been since January 5th. It's been a tough year for the Camels. They are 1-5 in their last six games and have been outscored 26-14. And during that period, the lone win was a 1-0 shutout over Manhattanville, non-conference. And for the Panthers, they come into tonight's game trying to bounce back from a tough 3-2 loss to the Norwich Cadets earlier this week. It was a game that the Panthers led 2-0 in. Norwich came back, scored three unanswered goals, including the game winner with 23 seconds left. The Panthers have alternated losses and wins in their last five games, going 2-3 in that span, and like the Camels, can use a win tonight. This is the eighth road game for the Panthers, who are 7-8-1 overall. They are in sixth place in the standings with a conference record of 4-5-1. Middlebury is 3-4-0 on the road and 4-4-1 at home. Now, in terms of the conference standings, keep in mind that the placements are based on conference win percentage, not points. So even though another team may have more overall wins, it is the conference win percentage that determines the standings, not points or total victories. For the Camels, it has been a rough start to the season. They enter the game as the NESCAC Conference's last place team at 4-11-1 overall. Their conference record is 0-9-1. They're 1-5-0 at home, 3-6-1 on the road. They have yet to win a conference game this season. The only game in which they've earned points in the conference was a 2-2 tie against Williams back on December 1st. In terms of tonight's game, there are 10 teams in the NESCAC. The top eight make the playoffs. Middlebury is right in the middle of the playoff battle in sixth place, but they'd certainly like to win and move up. For Conn College, right now on the outside looking in, for them to have any shot in making the playoffs, they need to start winning, and they need to start doing it now. As for which team will accomplish those goals, we'll have to wait and see how it shakes out on the ice when the puck drops in just about 19 minutes. When we come back, we'll talk about what these two teams did last weekend and what the Camels and Panthers did last season, or did earlier this season, rather, when they got together. You're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibre speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desabrays with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desabrays Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And welcome back to the Dayton Arena in New London, Connecticut, the home of the Connecticut College Camels. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. It's Bruce Zeman with you, the radio voice of the Panthers. Happy to be spending a Friday night with you talking hockey. And NESCAC hockey on the radio tonight has two conference rivals, the Panthers and Camels, getting ready to tangle on the ice. The Panthers played earlier this week on Tuesday in a non-conference tilt against the Norwich University Cadets. The Panthers were looking to generate some momentum with their in-state rival in anticipation of the return to conference play this weekend. And the games against the Camels tonight and the Tufts University Jumbos tomorrow. And in that game against Norwich, the Panthers roared out to a 2-0 lead on second period goals by Emac Bentley and Zach Shapiro. For Bentley, it was his third of the season, and for Shapiro, his sixth tally. The Cadets got themselves back in the game, though, at 7:20 the second period when Felix Brassard notched the first of two power play goals to cut the lead in half. And then in the third period, the Cadets tied the game on a second power play goal and notched the game winner with only 23 seconds left in the period and then held on for a 3-2 win. Brian Ketchabaugh was between the pipes for the Panthers in that game, making 33 stops in that loss. And for the Camels, their last action came last weekend in road games against Wesleyan and Trinity, and it was not a good road trip as the Camels went 0-2. And the first game against Wesleyan, Conn College spotted Wesleyan a 3-1 lead before rallying to tie the game at 3. But that was all the offense the Camels could muster as Wesleyan scored the next three goals and won the game 6-3. And then on Saturday against Trinity, the Camels grabbed a 2-0 lead against the Bantams before the Bantams scored four unanswered goals to win that game 4-2. And in the loss, Camels goaltender Connor Rodericks made a career-high 51 saves in a losing effort. Now, the Panthers and Camels have met once already this season back on Friday, November 30th. That was in Middlebury at the Chip Canyon Arena. It was the first home game of the season for the Panthers, who did not disappoint the home crowd. The Panthers jumped out to a 2-0 lead on early goals by Michael Fahey and John Scala before the Camels' Jacob Moreau scored two power play goals to knot the game at 2 late in the second period. And then also late in the second period, Cole Jocelyn netted Middlebury's third goal, which turned out to be the game winner, although Emac Bentley would also add an empty netter late to seal a 4-2 home win. In that contest, Adam Wisco made 35 stops for the Panthers, while Connor Rodericks was in net for the Camels, and he made 31 stops in the loss. The Panthers enter tonight in sixth place in the NESCAC, while the Camels are in 10th. Both teams could use a win, but as we've seen over the years in the NESCAC, when the teams take the ice, absolutely anything can happen. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats, the keys for tonight's game, and the starting lineups. You're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold. the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Dayton Arena here in New London, Connecticut, the home of the Connecticut College Camels. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the radio voice of the Panthers, and this is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. NESCAC men's hockey action tonight as the Panthers get ready to tangle with the Camels. Middlebury comes into this game after a 3-2 loss to Norwich, while the Camels return to the ice after dropping a 4-2 contest to the Trinity College Bantams. Time for a look at a few stats and the keys for tonight's game. First, for the home team, the Camels, they come into tonight's game at 4-11-1 overall. They're 0-9-1 in 10th place in the NESCAC. They score 2.38 goals per game. Excuse me. And give up 3.75. Their power play is at 13.8%, 9 for 65 on the season, and their penalty kill at 74.6%. They take 29.6 shots per game, and they give up 35.2. They're 1-5 at home and 3-6-1 on the road. In terms of the key tonight, it's not often that I have the same keys for both teams. However, the keys for Connecticut College and the Panthers, exactly the same tonight. Number one, draw penalties. And number two, stay out of the box. Now for Middlebury, they come into tonight's game at 7-8-1 overall. They're 4-5-1 in the NESCAC Conference. Good for sixth place. They score 3 goals per game and give up exactly the same amount. 3 goals per game. Their power play is at 11.5%, 6 for 52 on the season. Their penalty kill at 55 for 73, 75.3%. They take 30.2 shots per game and give up 33.3. Their home record is 4-4-1. Their road record is 3-4-0. And again, the keys for Middlebury, draw penalties. Conn College has had issues with penalties this year. They're at the top of the conference in terms of taking penalties. In 16 games, the Camels have taken 204 minutes in penalties, but Middlebury is not that far behind. They are third in the conference with 177 minutes in 16 games, so both teams have to stay out of the box tonight and draw penalties on the other team if they are able to. So those are the keys for tonight's game. Now it is time for the starting lineups first. For the home team, the Connecticut College Camels, starting in goal from Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, number one, junior Connor Rodericks. On defense, on the left side from Sutton, Massachusetts. Number 2, sophomore Kyle Moss. And on the right side from Aurora, Ontario, number 4, sophomore Brett Sterling. Up front on the left side from Niagara Falls, New York, number 12, freshman Steve Sinise. On the right side from Lake Forest, Illinois, number 21, sophomore Paul Capozzi. And at center from Tewksbury, Massachusetts, number 9, junior Ryan Petty. The Camels are coached by Jim Ward, and his assistant coach is Joe Giordano. And now the starting lineups for the Middlebury College Panthers. Starting in net from Rybrook, New York, number 30, junior Brian Ketchabaugh. On defense on the left side from Darien, Connecticut, number 18, freshman Brett Pastor. On the right side from Fishers, Indiana, number 68, senior Spencer Cage. Up front at left wing from Ann Arbor, Michigan, number 37, freshman Zach Shapiro. On the right side from Clifton Park, New York, number 26, junior Mitch Allen. And at center from Cheshire, Connecticut, number 9, junior Owen Powers. The Middlebury College Panthers are coached by Neil Sinclair, and the assistant coach is Nick Bigaman. We will take a break here for the playing of both the American and Canadian national anthems. When we come back, NESCAC men's hockey action between the Camels of Connecticut College and the Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
It's time to stop smoking once and for all by attending the next Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar in Plattsburgh. In just 2 hours, you can finally become a lifelong non-smoker, regardless of past experience or how long you've been smoking. This program is designed so you can stop smoking without anxiety, irritability, or gaining any weight. For only $49.99, you can become a non-smoker through hypnosis. Sunday, February 10th at the Holiday Inn Hotel, 406 Route 3 in Plattsburgh, from 2 to 4 p.m. Registration starts at 1:30. Seating is limited, so get there early to reserve your spot. All forms of payment are accepted. Or for more information, go to markpatrickseminars.com. Over 500,000 have attended their program. Try it. It can work for you. Almost everyone knows someone who has stopped smoking using hypnosis. Now that someone can be you. Attend the Mark Patrick Seminar Sunday, February 10th at the Holiday Inn Hotel, 406 Route 3 in Plattsburgh. And use the power of hypnosis to stop smoking now.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Dayton Arena here in New London, Connecticut, the home of the Connecticut College Camels. NESCAC hockey action tonight on WVTK. These two conference rivals getting ready to tangle. The Camels in the first period will skate left to right. They are wearing their home whites with blue numbers. The Panthers skating right to left. They will wear their road blues with white numbers. The goaltenders are just about ready. The officials are ready, and so are the broadcasters. And we are just about ready to go. It is going to be Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Ryan Petty for the Camels. And here we go. The faceoff won by Petty. Sent back into the Camels' defensive zone. A long pass off the boards. Sent over to Capozzi. Brings it in on the right side. Knocked down by Powers, who sends it off the boards. It is picked up by Shapiro. Sent to Mitch Allen, who brings it up into neutral ice. Into the stick area of Owen Powers, who sends it into the Camels' defensive zone. And the Camels bring it up and out.
taken now by Spencer Cage, who sends it across to Brett Pastor. Pastor off the boards into neutral ice, where it's taken by Kyle Moss, but it's driven into the Camels' defensive zone as the Panthers on the attack here. In the left corner, it is taken by Allen and broken up by Moss, who sends it up and out. A long pass to Sinise, who dumps it in as the Camels change. Back in the Panthers' defensive zone behind goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh, Connor Breen getting things set up. A long pass. He was looking for Cole Jocelyn. Instead, it was taken by Colin McCabe, who dumps it in. And a pass to William White with a shot that is saved by Ketchabaugh. He will hold on. 18:57 left to play first period, scoreless between the Panthers and Camels. Good crowd here tonight at the Dayton Arena. Pretty nice barn to watch a hockey game in, if you ask me. The faceoff to the left of Ketchabaugh. It's William White taking the faceoff for the Camels against Michael Fahey. One by White. Back to the point for a shot that is wide. Puck bouncing around the Panthers' defensive zone. Connor Breen with it. A takeaway in front. He shoots. Saved by Ketchabaugh. Matt Creamer stole the puck and got a shot that went through the legs of Brian Ketchabaugh, but a nice play by Breen to make up for his miscue and send it out. The puck bouncing around the Middlebury defensive zone, taken by Kamil Tkachuk. He sends it into neutral ice. The puck bouncing around the Camels defensive zone, taken by Rory Garlasco, who sends it into neutral ice. Brought in by the Camels on the left side. It's loose in front. Shot. That one is wide. Garlasco with it in the left corner behind the net. Also back there is Anthony Quartieri. Puck bounces up and out. Sent back in by Greg Pezza. Puck bouncing around. Sent it to neutral ice. Pezza driving it back in as the Camels get a change here along the left side boards. Puck bouncing around, and it is taken by Kevin Doyle, one of the captains of the Camels. Broken up by the Panthers. Kyler Capello sends it into neutral ice, where it's picked up by Chris Adamson. Puck now in the left corner. Sam Stone with it, getting it back to Doyle with a shot that goes wide. Now in the right corner, taken by Brett Sterling for the Camels. Puck behind goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Puck comes up and around to Matt Danner. Driven back in by Sam Stone. Now in the lower right corner boards along the wall. Stone has it back to the point. Sterling, a shot that is gloved by Ketchabaugh, and he will hold on. 16:53 left to play first period, scoreless. The Camels and Panthers in NESCAC hockey action tonight from the Dayton Arena. The faceoff to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Ryan Petty taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Won by Petty. The faceoff back to Sinise and driven around the boards, where it's taken behind the net by Spencer Cage, who brings it up and out, dumps it into neutral ice, sent back in by the Camels, and Brett Pastor chasing behind Ketchabaugh. The puck coming around. It's taken by Sinise. He is walled by Powers. Bunch of players in the lower right corner. And Powers comes out with it. Skating now up the right side. He circles around and sends it back to Brett Pastor, who dumps it out. The puck now bouncing around in the neutral zone. Mitch Allen has it. He gets it over to Zach Shapiro. Shapiro has Powers. He got a weak shot off. Did not get much on that. And the puck comes back to Mitch Allen. A shot that is deflected into the left corner, bouncing up. And it is taken by Petty. He loses it to Cage. A shot that Rodericks makes a shot. It's loose. They shoot and they score! The Panthers picking up a rebound in the Camels' defensive zone, and they are on the board. 4:12 to go the first period. It's 1-0 Middlebury. An even strength goal and at 4:12 of the first period, it's 1-0 Panthers. We face off at center ice. Kyle Shiro taking that face off against Tyler Capello. Capello wins it and dumps it back into the Camels' defensive zone. The puck is taken by Rory Garlasco. Sends it across to Anthony Quartieri. Quartieri with a long pass into neutral ice. It comes into the Middlebury defensive zone. Alex Heinrichs back to get it for Middlebury. Up off the boards. Gets it to Michael Fahey. Over to Camille Tkachuk. Tkachuk races in on the left side. He was looking for Fahey to center, but he lost an edge. And the puck into the netting, and we have a whistle. 15:04 left to play first period. 1-0 Middlebury. The Panthers getting on the board at 4:12 of the period. We will get you the goal call as soon as we have it. The faceoff to the right of Connor Rodericks. And the puck, after the faceoff was won by Michael Fahey, came back out, driven back in by Brett Dineen, who was back in the lineup tonight. Nice to see that. Brett was out for a couple of games with an injury, so he's back in tonight. That's good. The Camels bringing it in. It is brought in by Jacob Moreau, who had two power play goals the last time these two teams played. Moreau racing around, a shot from the top of the circles. It's loose in front, bouncing around. Now in the lower right corner. The Camels still with it. Liam Ferguson with the puck, taking a shot on Ketchabaugh that he will glove and hold on to. 14:20 left to play first period. 1-0 Middlebury. And this faceoff will come to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. And a shot right off the faceoff by Kevin Doyle is saved by Ketchabaugh and is brought out into neutral ice by Joey Pacini. Puck turned over and taken by Chris Adamson. Puck now back in the Middlebury defensive zone over to Spencer Cage, who gets a puck to Joey Pacini, who deflects that into the seating area. So we will have a whistle and a faceoff. 13:56 left to play first period. 1-0 Middlebury. And again, as soon as we get an indication of the call here, we will get that to you. And right now, the goal is being given to Spencer Cage, unassisted, at 4:12 of the period. We'll see if that stands, because there might have been some assists on that. But the puck bouncing around in the Panther zone off the faceoff. Owen Powers had lost the faceoff to his counterpart, the matching number 9, Ryan Petty. The Panthers come up and they bring it out into the Camels defensive zone, and they have iced the puck, and we have a whistle. So just to recap that goal, Spencer Cage for the Panthers, unassisted, coming at 4:12 of the first period. And for Cage, that is his second goal of the season. So the faceoff won by Conn College, back to the point. Nice faceoff win there by William White, back to the point. And a shot from Kyle Moss that was saved by Ketchabaugh. We have Camels changing lines here. Now taking the faceoff will be Greg Pezza. He's matched up against Tyler Capello, who wins the faceoff and gets it over to Connor Breen, who is racing through the neutral zone. And the Camels are offsides. So we'll do it again. Face off, 13:07 left to play first period. 1-0 Middlebury. Eight shots on goal for Conn College, three for the Panthers so far. But Middlebury leading in the game 1-0 on Spencer Cage's second goal of the year at 4:12 of the period. right off the faceoff. It is taken at neutral ice by Pezza, dumped into the Middlebury zone where Charlie Parsons comes into the corner with Kyle Shiro. Comes around and it is dumped out by Michael Fahey. Connor Breen now in the lower right corner, sending it off the boards to Cole Jocelyn. Jocelyn back to Breen. Puck is taken by Moreau, who brings it in. And the puck sent up and out by Michael Fahey. Tkachuk with it now for Middlebury. Jocelyn dumps it in and comes back to the area in front of the Connecticut College bench, and then Jocelyn skies it into the steel girder to the right of the Camels bench. So we have a whistle and a faceoff. 12:11 left to play, first period. 1-0 Middlebury. 8 shots on goal for Conn College, 3 for Middlebury, but the Panthers lead by 1. Just outside the middle, Conn College bench, it is William White taking it against Michael Fahey. Won by White, dumped into the Middlebury zone, and it comes in as Matt Creamer tries to make something happen, and it's knocked out by the Panthers. The puck now in the Conn College defensive zone, where it's taken by Jacob Moreau. Moreau, a long pass to Matt Creamer. Creamer in the right circle, looks to center. It's shot, saved by Ketchabaugh. Puck bouncing around in front. He tried to go five-hole, and Ketchabaugh stopped it. It's loose in front, and Conn College with some significant pressure here. A wrist shot by Colin McCabe. And that line of Jacob Moreau, William White, Matt Creamer putting some pressure on goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh, who made a couple of big saves there. 11:32 left to play. First period, 1-0 Middlebury. Spencer Cage getting the Panthers on the board at 4:12, unassisted. Owen Powers taking the faceoff here against Chris Adamson's. And right off the faceoff, it comes to Brian Ketchabaugh, who will hold on for a whistle. Those two will do it again. This time the faceoff won by Adamson's. And it's along the boards where Brendan O'Connell can't hold it in. He loses that to Brett Pastor, who dumps it into the Camels defensive zone behind goaltender Connor Rodericks. Now in the left corner, it's Owen Powers. For the Panthers, it's Brett Pastor and Spencer Cage. And the forwards for the Panthers are Zach Shapiro, Owen Powers, and Mitch Allen. Puck comes out of the zone, taken by the Panthers behind Ketchabaugh as they get a change there, and a long pass from Cage, who was looking for Danny Tai, but puck deflected into the steel girder, so we have a faceoff. 10:36 left to go. First period, 1-0 Middlebury. 12 shots for Conn College, 3 for Middlebury, but Middlebury is up by 1. Danny Tai winning the faceoff, dumping it in now in the lower right corner. Joey Pacini taking it behind Rodericks, now in the left corner. Brought up by the Camels, and Steve Sinise bringing it over the line, and he is offsides. And we have a whistle. 10:16 left to play, first period, 1-0 Middlebury. This faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone, right in front of the Middlebury bench. Anthony Quartieri taking the faceoff against Ty, and it is won by Ty back into the Middlebury zone, where it is taken by Heinrichs. Long pass to Ty, skating over the blue line on the left side. A shot as it came back from Matt Danner. Danner, Ty, and Pacini out right now, although the Panthers are making a change here. Racing back the other way, it is Quartieri bringing it in, centering it in front, but nobody there. Sent up and out by Pacini as he heads to the bench, and they get a line change. Dumped in by the Camels. Ketchabaugh will leave it for McKee, who sends it around. The puck is loose and taken by Creamer. A shot saved by Ketchabaugh. A nice shot there by Matt Creamer.
the right winger for the Camels. Truck comes out of the zone, taken by Jocelyn into neutral ice, and brought over by Charlie Parsons, but the Panthers are offsides, and so we will have a whistle. 9:17 left to play first period, 1-0 Middlebury. The Panthers getting on the board. Some chaos in front of the Conn College net, and Spencer Cage putting in a backhand at 4:12. Right now, there is no other assist on that. We'll see if that changes, because he did take a pass, so we'll see if that changes. But right now, Cage his second unassisted. So Michael Fahey out there taking the faceoff for Middlebury. He loses it to William White. And it's brought up and into the Camels' defensive zone. Emac Bentley quickly up there. That line of Bentley, Fahey, and Kachuk has done a lot of damage for the Panthers this season. They are back together. Emac out a couple games with the flu. And he's back, and it has definitely helped the Panthers now that he's here. The puck driven into the Conn College zone, back behind Rodericks. Bentley centering it in front. Back to Breen at the left point. Breen taking a big hit to make the play there. And driven back in by Emac Bentley. Connor Breen, although he's a freshman on the Panthers, is playing with the skill set and the vision of an upperclassman. He is such a solid player, and he's played very well so far this season. The puck now in the Panthers' defensive zone. It is brought around back behind the net by Dan Driscoll. Driscoll gets the puck now in the lower right corner to Sam Stone. Puck is bouncing around, taken by Shapiro. Shapiro racing over the blue line, red line, blue line of Conn College. He drops it to Mitch Allen. Bouncing around, Powers with a drive, sends it back in, saved by Rodericks. And here come the Camels. Racing up is McCabe. He drops it off to Capozzi. Shot saved by Ketchabaugh, and he holds on. Brian Ketchabaugh with a busy first period. 7:31 left to play in the period. 1-0 Middlebury. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Ryan Petty taking the faceoff for Conn College against Tyler Capello. Won by Capello back to Jimmy McKee. Off the boards to Cole Jocelyn. Jocelyn getting it over to Charlie Parsons. For the Panthers, this line of Jocelyn, Capello, and Parsons, they're the forwards with Alex Lee and McKee as the blue liners. The puck skied back out into the Panthers' defensive zone, and Capozzi for Conn College putting on some pressure, but the Panthers able to get it out and send it to neutral ice, where Capozzi sends it back in, gets it over to Shiro. Shiro with a shot that was deflected up and off the glass. It comes back to Pezza. Puck bouncing around. This line of Quartiero, Shiro, and Pezza for Conn College making things happen here. Getting a lot of pressure. Back to the point where Kyle Moss with a shot. That one goes wide. Puck skied back into neutral ice by Alex Lee. Lee with it again off the boards, up and out. Taken by Moss. Dumped back in. The Camels are offsides. They have to get back on sides, and that gives Middlebury a chance to not only change, but get set up here. Danny Ty racing in. He's on the left side. A wrist shot saved by Rodericks. Matt Danner out there as well, and Joey Pacini. Pastor and Cage, the defenseman. Brought in by the Camels. Pezza along the right side. He sends it around. Looking for William White. The Camels juggling their lines a little bit here. Liam Ferguson and Dan Driscoll, the defenseman for Conn College. And the forwards, Matt Creamer, William White, and Jacob Moreau. So things are back together here. The Panthers able to send it up and out into neutral ice, where it is picked off by Moreau, who comes in over the right side in the circle. A wrist shot that was deflected into the opposite corner, taken by Kachuk. Nice play by Conn College to keep it in, but it bounces out. Creamer has it in the neutral zone. He sends it back in where Spencer Cage back for Middlebury around the boards. He was looking for Tkachuk. And Middlebury has iced the puck. 4:57 left to play. First period, 1-0 Middlebury. 17 shots on goal for the Camels, 7 for Middlebury, but the only goal on the board, Spencer Cage, his second of the year, unassisted at 4:12 of the first period. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh, who's been busy tonight. Pecan College, Chris Adamson's taking the faceoff. He takes that against Michael Fahey. Fahey wins the faceoff and drives it deep into the Camel zone. Brett Sterling drives it into the neutral zone, gets it up to Adamson's, who sends it across. He gets it over to Sam Stone, puck bouncing around. Sterling pinching in the lower right corner. He's with Stone. He gets it back to the point. Adamson's covering the point for his pinching defenseman. Adamson's with a shot that is off a few things in front, and Ketchabaugh will hold on to that. 4:17 left to play first period. 1-0 Middlebury. This face-off to Brian Ketchabaugh's left. For Middlebury, Owen Powers will be taking the face-off against his counterpart. Excuse me, they switch it up. Now Shapiro will be taking the face-off against Petty. And it is won by Petty. Back to Capozzi. Kept in by the Camels. Petty at the right side above the circle with a shot that's blocked. And here come the Panthers racing up along the left side. Shapiro, Powers, and Allen. Puck taken away by Sinise. Sinise, Petty, and Capozzi out for Conn College. Puck bouncing around, and Dineen sends it up and out. A long pass to Powers. He centers it in front, looking for Shapiro. Broken up by the Conn College defense. And it comes back into the neutral zone where it's taken by Cage. Cage with a long pass. Stolen by McCabe, who brings it in. For Conn College in the lower right corner, bouncing around. McCabe with it. Puck comes out into neutral ice. The Camels have to get back onside. Cage now behind his netminder, getting things set up. Pass to Brett Pastor, who gets it to Charlie Parsons, who tips it in. As the Panthers will change here. Back together for Conn College, Liam Ferguson sends it around the boards. And Ferguson skies it all the way down. And that'll be an icing. I think Ferguson was looking for Kyle Shiro, but he missed by a pretty significant margin. So this faceoff will come all the way back into the Camels' defensive zone. This faceoff should be the left of Connor Rodericks, who has made seven... has stopped six of the seven shots he has faced this period. This face-off to Roderick's right. And it'll be Tyler Capello winning the face-off and having it come out of the zone. He took that against Kyle Shiro and won that face-off with the puck bouncing around now in neutral ice. Now in the Panthers zone, taken by Alex Heinrichs behind Ketchabaugh. As he gets things set up, a pass to Jocelyn. The puck coming into neutral ice, taken by Conn College. Possession regained by Connor Breen, who sends it into the Connecticut College zone. But now back out. It's sent out by William White. Knocked out again by Michael Fahey. Danner with it into Fahey, who breaks into the zone. Drops it to Tkachuk. Shot saved by Rodericks. Rodericks doing a nice job there controlling the rebound. Brett Sterling coming in on the right side. Centers it. Saved by Ketchabaugh. Around in the left corner. Off the boards, and it is skied into the air by Michael Fahey as the Panthers change here. Icing waved off as they got there first. In the left corner, Kyle Moss coming together with Brett Sterling for the Camels. Bunch of Panthers there. Owen Powers. And the Camel Sterling brings it up and sends it into the Panthers
defensive zone, but they're offsides. 1:24 left to play first period. 1-0 Middlebury. 18 shots on goal for Conn College. 7 for Middlebury. Spencer Cage getting the Panthers on the board at 4:12 of the period. The faceoff at center ice. It is Owen Powers taking it against Chris Adamson's. Won by Adamson's and comes back. Quick in. It is Mitch Allen with a quick shot right off a lost faceoff there. I'll tell you what, Allen was in there quick. Got a quick shot off, but a very, very good save by Connor Rodericks. Sometimes when you're a goaltender and you don't see a lot of action, it's actually more difficult than having a lot of work because you're not really getting warmed up. So a nice save by Rodericks there as he faces shot number 8. So right off the faceoff there, Shapiro, Powers, and Allen for Middlebury against Sinise, Petty, and Capozzi. The faceoff won by Powers and driven into the Conn College zone. A long pass that's sent up by Rory Garlasco, dumped it to the Middlebury zone and sent all the way around. Tyler Capello sending it off the boards. He was looking for Jocelyn. Now in the neutral zone, it is taken by Quartieri, who dumps it in. And behind his goaltender Rodericks, Kyle Moss bringing it up, dumping into the zone. Moss has got some speed. He sends it around the boards. Quartieri meets him there, but they can't hold it in as Connor Breen takes it and sends a lazy wrist shot in that Rodericks will hold on to as we're down to 7 seconds left to go in a very, very quick first period. This faceoff should come to the right of goaltender Connor Rodericks, the junior goaltender from Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts. Cole Jocelyn taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Against William White. Won by Jocelyn, back to the point. And as it comes back out, that'll do it. And that is the end of the first period. 1-0 Middlebury at the end of 20. When we come back, we will recap the first period. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A. Johnson, they sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there too. Right now, stop in and ask about shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol, online at vermontlumber.com.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
if you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desabrays with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desabrays Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And welcome back to the Dayton Arena here in New London, Connecticut, the home of the Connecticut College Camels, where after one period of play, it is 1-0 Middlebury. Very, very interesting. It has been a rough year so far for the Connecticut College Camels. Again, they come into this game in 10th place in the NESCAC. They do not have a conference win this season. They are 0-9-1. They're only... game this season that they got any points in conference-wise was a 2-2 tie against Williams back on December 1st. However, they have not played like that. They had a very good first period, outshooting Middlebury 19-10. And interestingly enough, another thing that they did very well that period was out-face-off Middlebury. Conn College winning 16 face-offs to Middlebury's 7. But unfortunately for Conn College, the Panthers got on the board, and it happened at 4:12 of the first period. Puck comes back to Mitch Allen, a shot that is deflected into the left corner, bouncing up. And it is taken by Petty, who loses at the cage. A shot that Rodericks makes a shot. It's loose. They shoot and they score! The Panthers picking up a rebound in the Camels defensive zone, and they are on the board. 4:12 to go the first period. It's 1-0 Middlebury. And on that play, Mitch Allen doing a nice job getting that pass to Spencer Cage, and he capitalized on the chaos in front of Connor Rodericks. It was a backhand goal that beat Rodericks over his right shoulder. And again, so that is Cage, his second goal of the season from Mitch Allen. It was an even-strength goal coming at 4:12 of the first period, and that was the only scoring in that period, but again, I have to tell you, Conn College played a pretty good first period, outshooting Middlebury 19-10, winning a lot of faceoffs. And interestingly enough as well, we talked about this in the pregame show, one of the things that both of the teams needed to do tonight was stay out of the penalty box, and they did that. No penalties in the first period. It was a pretty quick first period. But again, at the end of one, it is 1-0 Middlebury. When we come back, we will take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 1-0 Middlebury at the end of 20 minutes. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
An exciting first period that saw the Conn College Camels outshoot Middlebury by a total of 19-10. Welcome back to the Dayton Arena here on the campus of Connecticut College in New London, Connecticut. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. The Panther Intermission Report. Bruce Zeman with you as we bring you NESCAC hockey action tonight. The Panthers getting back into conference play after a 3-2 loss to Norwich earlier this week at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And so far in the first period, things have been going well for the Panthers. They are up 1-0. Spencer Cage getting Middlebury on the board at 4:12 of the first period. Mitch Allen getting the lone assist. And for Cage, that is his second of the year. Again, 19 shots for Conn College, 10 for Middlebury. And it was really the Brian Ketchabaugh show stopping all 19 shots that he faced that period and really playing very well. And so one of the things that we talked about for both teams that was a key for Middlebury and Conn College was staying out of the box. And I don't want to jinx anything because that's how this works. But no penalties in that period for either team. And it was a quick first period. And at the end of one, it is 1-0 Middlebury. Taking a look at the NESCAC scoreboard, there are three other games that are going on tonight. At the end of the first period in Amherst, the Wesleyan University Cardinals leading Amherst, the Mammoths, 1-0. At the end of the first period down in Medford, the Williams Eafs leading the Tufts University Jumbos, the team that the Panthers will see tomorrow. Williams leading that game 2-0. And in Clinton, New York, the home of the Hamilton College Continentals at the Russell Sage Rink, Trinity and Hamilton tied at 2. The NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard. And in terms of the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard, there is no scoreboard as the NHL All-Star Game is going to be taking place tomorrow. It's interesting because there's two different games. The Central Division All-Stars will take on the Pacific Division All-Stars. That game at 8:15. And then at 9:15, the Metropolitan All-Stars taking on the Atlantic All-Stars. So no NHL action tonight. And that is the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 1-0 Middlebury at the end of the first period. When we come back, we will preview second period action. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
1-0 Middlebury at the end of the first period. 19 shots on goal for the Conn College Camels, 10 for Middlebury. We're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman with you, spending Friday night talking about hockey, and I can't think of a few better ways to do that than being in a rink and watching NESCAC hockey. Pretty exciting period, really. Again, the Camels with the edge in terms of play, but Middlebury with the edge in terms of the numbers that matter, the ones on the scoreboard. And one of the factors that I thought was pretty interesting in that period, coming into this game, the Connecticut College Camels leading the conference in penalty minutes with 204 minutes in 16 games, and that's a lot. However, Middlebury is not that far behind. They are third in the conference with 177 minutes in 16 games, so both of those teams, physical teams that know their way to the penalty box, but they did not do it in that period, and so that definitely bodes well for both teams, but especially for Middlebury, who has had some issues with penalties as of late. They gave up two power play goals in the loss to Norwich, and so something I'm sure the coaching staff is working on. But again, no penalties for either team in the first period, and we will start the second period in just about 50 seconds at even strength. This period, the Camels skating from right to left, the Panthers from left to right. 19 shots on goal in that period for the Camels, 10 for Middlebury. And the Camels also out-face-offing Middlebury by a total of 16-7. That's big, because that is really where the plays start. One of the stats that Middlebury did very well in that period as well is blocking shots. Middlebury blocked 7 shots, meaning it didn't get on their goaltender, and Conn College only had 1. So a stat that, who knows what it means, because it means it's one less shot that your goaltender has to face. And again, Middlebury leading 1-0 as we get ready to start the second period here. All right, as we get ready to take the faceoff here. Owen Power is getting ready to take the faceoff for the Panthers against the matching number 9, Ryan Petty, for the Camels. And here we go. The faceoff won by Petty. And quickly through there. Taken by Capozzi. Right in front of the scorer's box. And sent into the Middlebury zone. Wrapped all the way around the boards by Connor Breen. Kept back in by the Camels. It's in the lower left corner. Along the boards, it is Sinise with Spencer Cage. And the Camels doing a nice job of cycling the puck. Capozzi with it now. Sends it back behind Ketchaball. And sent around again, this time by Breen. Up and out. The puck sliding into the Camels defensive zone. Now taken by Mitch Allen, who has an assist in this game. He had the lone assist on Spencer Cage's goal in the first period. Puck now brought out by Ryan Kyle Moss for Conn College. He brings it in, a shot saved by Ketchaball. A quick shot there by Capozzi, who's been out there a while. Shot comes back in. Allen with a shot. After taking the puck for Capozzi, he was out there a long time. And the Camels getting a change here. Full change. Jacob Moreau, William White, and Matt Creamer out there up front for the Panthers. It is Jocelyn Capello and Parsons. The faceoff won by Jocelyn, but he loses it to Moreau, who brings it in quickly to the Panthers' defensive zone on the left side. Gets a shot off, deflected into the netting, and we have a whistle. 18:38 left to play, second period, 1-0 Middlebury. And the faceoff to the right of Ketchubaugh. Capello losing that faceoff to White. And the puck now right along the right boards. Connor Breen trying to get it out. He's being harassed by Creamer, who does a nice job keeping it in. Around to Moreau in the left corner. Back to White. Behind Ketchubaugh now on the right side. Up along the boards. Brought out by Jocelyn. Jocelyn gets it to Breen, who dumps it in as a Panthers change here. In the far side left corner, it's White bringing it up and sending it into neutral ice. They're trying to change here. Taken by Michael Fahey. A long pass to Kamil Tkachuk in the left circle. He had Bentley with him, but a nice play by Rory Garlasco to break that up. Jimmy McKee sending it back in as Garlasco goes into the corner and sends it around. He's looking for Pezza. Puck comes up to Quarteri, who goes between the circles. Nice play by the Panthers, broken up by Emac Bentley. Back checking. Strong play there by Emac. And it's sent up and out by Tkachuk, who sends a bouncing puck on that Rodericks will hold on to for the faceoff whistle. And a whistle we will get at 17:23 remaining in the second period. 1-0 Middlebury. The faceoff to Roderick's left. Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Pezza. Won by Pezza. Comes back to Sterling. Sterling has it behind his net. Gets it over to Moss. Moss, long pass into neutral ice. Quateri dumps it into the Panthers zone. It's Quateri, Shiro, and Pezza for the Camels, broken up by Middlebury. And here they come. Matt Danner racing in, dumping it in. Joey Pacini chasing it. For the Panthers, it's Danner, Pacini, and Ty. Puck comes up and out. Dumped back in. The Panthers are off sides. They've got to get back on sides, so they'll change. And that basically gives the Camels a chance to set things up. Racing along the right side is Shiro, who sends it in. Pezza in the right corner. Gets it back to Shiro, walled by Powers. Players coming together in the right corner on the far side in the Panthers' defensive zone. Puck comes around to Breen, who blows a wheel and goes down, but puck is under him, so not much happening there. Puck is sent out to Zach Shapiro. Shapiro racing in. He's got Powers and Allen. Powers has it now in the right corner. Back to Breen at the point. Broken up by Sam Stone and taken in neutral ice. He gets it over to Kevin Doyle, one of the captains of the Camels. Centers it. It goes wide. Comes back to the point where Dan Driscoll gets it over to Garlasco with a drive. That one's wide. The left of the cage, it is Kevin Doyle sending it back to the point. Driscoll can't hold it in, and they come up and out. Now a neutral ice, it is Chris Adamson's. Dumped back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Taken by Jimmy Tai. Danny Tai, rather. Back in the Camel zone, it is Tyler Capello racing around. He got the puck quickly to Jocelyn, who got a shot off. It came back out, all the way back down. And sent into the zone by Sinise. And up come the Panthers. Here comes Capello racing in. He's got Parsons with him. A shot save. Roderick's bouncing around. Back to the point where Pastor has a drive, and that one goes wide. For the Panthers, the line of Jocelyn, Capello, and Parsons doing a good job getting some pressure here as we get down to 14:45. in the second period, and the Panthers up by one. Puck now back behind Rodrick. Jocelyn with it. Long pass to Spencer Cage. Cage keeping it in. And the Camels bringing it up in neutral ice. It is McCabe racing and dumping it in. Colin McCabe with some speed there. The Panthers get it out quickly. Jimmy McKee up to Bentley. Back to McKee at the circle. A shot. That one did not get through. Nice shot by the Camels clearing it out. And a long pass from Moreau. Moreau with a shot blocked by Spencer Cage. I will say this about Jacob Moreau. He's 6 foot, even 165. He has got deceptively quick speed. He scored 2 goals in the team's previous game earlier this season, a game that was won by Middlebury 4-2. But Moreau had 2 goals, 2 power play goals. But so far, nothing tonight. 13:54 left to play, second period, 1-0 Middlebury. So far in this period, these numbers are right, and I'm not sure that they are. Two shots for Middlebury, 1 for Conn College. And we've got a penalty. So Conn College going on the power play here. This season they are 9 for 65 at 13.8%, while the Panthers have a penalty kill of 55 for 73 at 75.3%. For the puck down the Camels defensive zone, racing up. It's Greg Pezza bringing it in, and we have a whistle. 13:27 left to play, second period. 1-0 in favor of the Panthers. Spencer Cage getting the Panthers on the board at 4:12 of the first period. His second of the year. Mitch Allen getting the lone assist. And the Panthers now tasked with killing off this penalty to Spencer Cage. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Danny Tai taking it against Ryan Petty. And McCabe having to come all the way back for the Camels to get things set up here. Here he comes. McCabe racing over the blue line, over the red line. Long pass to Petty. Petty gets it to Sinise. Sinise, Petty, and Moreau with McCabe. And Capozzi with a puck coming into the Panthers defensive zone as they get it set up again at the points. It's Moreau and McCabe at the points. Back to McCabe. A shot save. That one hit something in front and did not get through. But the Camels with some pressure here. Back in the defensive zone. Sinise getting things set up here. Drops it off to Moreau. Excuse me, to McCabe. McCabe dumps it in. Puck comes around and it's left for Pezza. Pezza back to Moreau behind the net. It comes around, taken by Heinrichs. And Heinrichs over the red line gets it to Tkachuk. Heinrichs 1-on-4 as we're down to 7 seconds in the penalty. And it's brought up by Kremer. Kremer brings it in over to Sterling. And the penalty is over. And after some action in front there, Brian Ketchabaugh will jump on that loose puck. And we get a whistle. 11:48 left to play, second period, 1-0 Middlebury. The Panthers able to kill that off. And this faceoff will come to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Chris Adamson's. Puck brought into the zone by Brett Sterling. Bouncing around in the Panthers' defensive zone. Back to Sterling at the point. A wrist shot. and hit someone in front that did not come out and sent off the boards. Puck now in the neutral zone where it's taken by Owen Powers. He gets it back to Alex Lee. Jimmy McKee up to Allen, who dumps it in. Adamson's having to retrieve it. He's now helped by his defense partner, Brett Sterling. Along the boards, it is sent in by Kyle Moss. Out, long pass over to Sinise. It's centered in front, broken up by the Panther defense. And here comes... Cole Jocelyn with a shot that's saved by Rodericks. And we'll have a whistle. Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Petty to the right of Rodericks. Won by Petty, but it's taken back behind the net. It remains in the right corner. Now it's finally brought out by Kramer, who sends a long pass up. And that is going to be an icing, and that one will come all the way back down. 10:26 left to play, second period, 1-0 Middlebury. 23 shots on goal so far in this game by the Camels, 14 for Middlebury. 4 in this period for the Camels, and 4 as well for the Panthers. The Panthers killing off that one penalty to Spencer Cage. And the face-off to the left of Rodericks. Michael Fahey will take that against Petty. Won by Fahey. Back to the point. A shot in by Cage. It's bouncing around. Now it comes to the right corner. Back to Danner. Back to Cage. Wrist shot. He was looking for a streaking Michael Fahey, who was in front of Rodericks, but no sale there. Puck now deep in the zone. Danner gets it back to Pastor. Puck bouncing around, and I believe that was off Emac Bentley into the netting, and so we will get a faceoff. 9:47 left to play in the second period. 1-0 Middlebury. Spencer Cage getting the Panthers on the board. A 4:12 of period one. Mitch Allen taking the faceoff for Middlebury and winning it against Kyle Shiro. Back to the point. Jimmy McKee with a wrist shot. Bouncing around in front, and Owen Powers right on the doorstep there. Rodericks with a very authoritative save, showing the puck in the glove to everybody. Powers taking the faceoff here again against Shiro, just to the left of Rodericks. Won by Rodericks. Back to Moss, who looks to get it out. He was trying to get it back to Shiro. But Owen Powers sending it back around to the opposite side, and the Camels having a little bit of an issue getting it out here, but finally is up and out. And a thunderous hit by Brett Dineen on Pezza. Clean hit. Pezza went flying, though, and play continues. Neutralized now. It's dumped into the Middlebury zone. Mitch Allen now in the lower left, lower right corner. Taken by Kateri. He races up into the Panther zone. The lower right corner now. Looking to center it. Broken up by Owen Powers. And Zach Shapiro coming together with Kateri. The puck still bouncing around the Panther zone. It's taken by William White. White looking to get it to the point. Not able to do so, though. It's bouncing around. It's loose in front. A turnover right in front. Moreau had to come right in front of Ketchabaugh, but the Middlebury defense doing a nice job making sure nothing happened there. And the puck taken by Shapiro, who's got Allen with him and Powers, but the Panthers are changing here. So it's sent all the way around the boards. And the Panthers able to keep it in. Nice job by Spencer Cage getting up there quickly and keeping it in. And the puck now neutralized. Matt Danner
off the boards and back into the Conn College zone. Puck taken by Moreau, racing over the red line. He's got some speed. Creamer has it. A shot saved by Ketchabaugh. That line of Moreau, White, and Creamer has definitely got some speed. And some extracurriculars after the whistle here. Looks like we're going to have some matching penalties here. Moreau and Danny Tai. So it looks like those are going to be they're not going to be coincidental minors, as the teams, it looks like, will skate 4-on-4. So this face-off to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. We'll get you the penalty calls in a moment, but those penalties coming at 12:22 of the second period. All right, so the face-off. He is going to be again to Ketchabaugh's right. And it is Michael Fahey. Against Ryan Petty. And is won by Fahey. And the Panthers come up quickly and get a shot on Rodericks. And Rodericks holds on. And we will have a face-off. And so those penalties at 12:22 of the period, Jacob Moreau and Danny Tai, coincidental minors for roughing. So the team skating at 4-on-4 for another minute as we're down to 6:40 in the second period. The puck now in the left corner. And it is intercepted by Alex Heinrichs over to Mitch Allen. Centers it to Owen Powers with a deflection and a save by Rodericks. A nice save by the Conn College goaltender there. The Panthers getting up there with some speed, and Allen getting a pass to Powers. He deflected it, but Rodericks making a nice save there. Keep the deficit at one. 6:21 left to go, second period, 1-0 Middlebury. 43 seconds on the coincidental minors to Jacob Moreau and Danny Tai for roughing. This faceoff will be to the left of Rodericks. And the referees are having a discussion there. Here we go. And now Mitch Allen kicked out of the faceoff circle, replaced by Cole Jocelyn, who loses that faceoff to Pezza. Taken by McCabe, who sends a pass over to Pezza, brings it into the Panther zone. Left side behind Ketchabaugh, now we're on the right side. He's walled by Pastor. Back to McCabe. Blue line, red line, dumped in. As Pezza in the left corner, trying to get things set up here. He gets it over to Quateri. Quateri is met by Brett Pastor, and nothing doing there. Nice play by Brett Pastor there to stop any scoring threat. And here come the Panthers. Back to Spencer Cage with a shot. As the Panthers broke into the Camels defensive zone, Spencer Cage taking a shot from the top of the left circle. In the lower right corner, Capozzi sending it into neutral ice. Taken by Jimmy McKee. McKee bringing it in. He centers it. Saved by Rodericks. Loose in front. Pacini with a shot. Saved by Rodericks. Kyle Moss sending it around to Garlasco.
Orlasco gets it to Quateri over the red line. He sends it to Moss, who sneaks in there. Gets a shot that goes wide and comes back, and Brett Sterling retreats. Gets it to Ferguson, who sends it in to the Panthers' zone. Taken by Lee. Sends it around the boards to Pacini. And it is Petty at neutral ice sending it in. And one thing I have to say to you, although it's been a pretty clean game, 1 second. Steve Sinise with a shot, saved by Ketcherball, loose in front. And a huge defensive play by Matt Danner, using his body to cover the entire bottom of the net. The puck came out right in front of goaltender Brian Ketcherball. A strong defensive play there by Matt Danner. Creamer with the puck in the Panther zone. The Camels have had it in there for a while. Centered in front, a shot by Sterling wide. And Moreau has it. He loses it to Danner, who skies it up and out. And as the puck comes in by on Rodericks, he will hold on. The Camels had the puck in the Panthers' defensive zone there for a while. Put on some pressure there, and Middlebury desperately needing a change. And they finally get it. But what I was going to say a moment ago, although there's only been one penalty in this game, one power play in this game, there were coincidental minors. The hitting has definitely picked up in the last couple of minutes. We'll see if anything comes out of that. Two physical teams, number one and number three in the conference in penalties. So off the faceoff, Owen Powers losing that faceoff to Chris Adamson's. And the puck comes up and out of the zone after being sent around by McCabe. It's in the far side, lower left corner. And it's sent over to Garlasco with a shot that is wide. And here come the Panthers. It is Allen with a streaking Shapiro. Allen with a shot. That one was wide. It comes up and all the way out. Sam Stone racing with Connor Breen. Breen gets it to Heinrichs, who brings it in. Breen drops it to Shapiro. A shot right into the midsection of Rodericks. And he will hold on. 2:52 left to play. Second period. 1-0 Middlebury. 27 shots on goal in the game so far for Conn College, 21 for Middlebury. Only one goal, though, and that was by Spencer Cage, his second of the year, from Mitch Allen at 4:12 of the period. Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Kyle Shiro. One by Shiro, back to Sterling, all the way around to Pezza. Along the boards, it is taken by Parsons in the far side left corner. Parsons dumping it back into Jocelyn. Jocelyn going it down, able to get it to Parsons with a shot. That was just wide. And Sterling sends it up and out. A long pass to Quateri. Icing waved off as Quateri got there first. A nice job getting in there. And the puck down on the far side right corner. In the Panthers' defensive zone, it squirts out. It is taken by Cage. Parsons dumps it in as the Panthers get a full change here. And Dan Driscoll trying to send a lengthy pass to Capozzi. And that is icing. And so we will get a whistle and it will come back into the Conn College defensive zone, the left of goaltender Connor Rodericks. It is Michael Fahey taking it against Kyle Shiro. One by Fahey. Back to McKee with a wrist shot. That was blocked by Shiro. Taken by Sinise, dumped back in by McKee. Behind his net is Kyle Moss as he gets things set up here. Gets it to Shiro. It's in the neutral ice, picked off by Danner, who dumps it back in. And in the near side, lower right corner, it's Driscoll getting it into neutral ice, and it's just sent right back in by Fahey. Now in right in front of the Middlebury bench, it squirts out. Driscoll off the boards to Sinise. Dumped in. Ketchabah out to play it, leaving it for Dineen. All the way around to Kachuk. Kachuk to a streaking Emac Bentley right in front of the Middlebury bench. Puck taken by Michael Fahey. Back to Dineen. Dumped in by McKee as the Panthers change here. Under a minute left to go in the first period. Second period, rather. 1-0 Middlebury. Sterling quickly up to Sinise, who tries to get it in, and Sterling has it back on the left side. Sterling is met by Heinrichs and Danny Tai. Puck now under a bunch of players, bouncing out into neutral ice. And it's taken again by Sterling, who skates over the Conn College logo and dumps it in as the Camels need a change here, down to 20 seconds left to go in the period. Connor Breen racing and quickly getting it out to Pacini. He is walled off by McCabe. A nice job by Colin McCabe, not letting the Panthers get a scoring opportunity there. And as it comes into the lower right corner, Garlasco has it, and that's going to do it. So no scoring in that period, and at the end of 40 minutes of play, it is 1-0 in favor of the Middlebury College Panthers. When we come back, we will recap the second period. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, five, ready, hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
A. Johnson, they sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there too. Right now, stop in and ask about shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol, online at VermontLumber.com.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Dayton Arena here in New London, Connecticut, the home of the Connecticut College Camels. And after 40 minutes of play, nothing changed from the first period. At the end of one, it was 1-0 Middlebury, and that is where we stand at the end of two periods of play. The only scoring in the game coming at 4:12 of the first period. Spencer Cage getting his second goal of the year, backhand goal. The assist to number 26, Mitch Allen, beating goaltender Connor Rodericks over the right shoulder. It was an even strength goal, and that came again at 4:12. The only scoring in that period, in the first period rather, and there was no scoring at all in the second period. In that period, though, 12 shots on goal for Middlebury, 8 for Conn College. So far in this game, 27 shots for Conn College, 22 for Middlebury. And one of the things that is pretty interesting that we talked about in the pregame show, we've mentioned this before, penalties. One of the keys for both teams was staying out of the box and drawing penalties. And considering that Conn College is number one in the conference in penalties, 204 minutes in 16 games, and Middlebury is third in the conference with 177 minutes, the fact that there's only been three penalties in this game is kind of interesting. The only power play in the game coming for Conn College at 12:22 of that period, Danny Tai, a minor for roughing. Middlebury was able to kill that off, and the other penalties the penalty was on Spencer Cage. They're having some issues with the stats here, which is why it's taking me a second to get this to you. Spencer Cage in the box at 6:06 of the first period, he was given an interference penalty. And then later in the period, it was Danny Tai and Jacob Moreau. Danny Tai for Middlebury and Moreau for Conn College with roughing minors. Again, that was at 12:22. But Conn College did not score on their one opportunity. Middlebury has not had an opportunity yet. And so only 6 minutes in penalties so far in a game with two teams that are no stranger to finding the penalty box doors. 1-0 Middlebury at the end of 40 minutes of play. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 1-0 Middlebury at the end of 40 minutes of play. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
if you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibre speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibre's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibre's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
1-0 Middlebury at the end of two periods of play. Welcome back to the Dayton Arena here in New London, Connecticut, the home of the Connecticut College Camels. Bruce Zeman, the radio voice of the Panthers, with you Friday night, hockey night on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. No scoring in the second period. And in fact, the only scoring in the game so far coming at 4:12 of the first period when Spencer Cage got his second of the year from Mitch Allen. That goal again at 4:12 of the period, making it 1-0 Middlebury. And the only scoring in this game so far. Shots on goal in the game, 22 for Middlebury and 27 for Conn College. Again, only 6 minutes in penalties in this game so far. Middlebury has had two penalties, and Conn College with one. The only power play in this game coming at 6:06 of the first period when the Panthers' Spencer Cage was in the box for an interference minor, but Conn College did not score on that, and so the only other penalties in that period, coincidental minors to Jake Moreau and Danny Ty. Moreau, a interference minor, and Ty, a roughing minor. Those penalties coming at 12:22 of the period. Taking a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, a couple of other games that are going on tonight, three other games that are going on, as a matter of fact. At the end of the second period, down in Amherst, the Wesleyan University Cardinals leading Amherst 1-0. At the end of the second period, Williams leading Tufts by a score of 3-1. And at the end of the second period, Trinity and Hamilton tied at 2, that game in Hamilton. And again, here at the Dayton Arena in New London, Connecticut, at the end of 40 minutes of play, the Panthers leading the Conn College Camels by a score of 1-0. And tomorrow, the Panthers back in action on the One Credit Union Radio Network as they take on the Tufts University Jumbos, a team that is also behind them in the standings. That game at 4 o'clock. You can catch all the action starting with the pregame show, which I will have for you starting at 3:30 right here on WVTK. But 1-0 Middlebury at the end of two periods of play. When we come back, we will preview third period action with the score after 2. 1-0 Middlebury. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
A. Johnson, they sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there too. Right now, stop in and ask about shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol, online at vermontlumber.com.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Dayton Arena here in New London, Connecticut. NESCAC hockey action on WVTK. Bruce Zeman with you as the Panthers are taking on the Conn College Camels on the road back in NESCAC play after a loss earlier this week. The Panthers are looking to get into win column and move up in the NESCAC standings. They are currently sixth while the Camels are in tenth. Both teams need a win, and the Panthers 20 minutes away, hopefully 20 minutes away from securing win number 8 on the season and moving up in the standings. Before I forget, taking a quick look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. There is no out-of-town NHL scoreboard as the National Hockey League All-Star Game is coming up tomorrow. And one thing that's kind of cool about the National Hockey League All-Star Game is there are two of them. The Central and Pacific All-Stars will play at 8:15, and then the Metropolitan and Atlantic All-Stars will play at 9:15. So something for the fans to enjoy. But I have to say, there's a large crowd here at the Dayton Arena, and the fans are enjoying this game, and they are certainly hoping that their team, the Conn College Camels, can get the equalizer. They have played very well. They have not played like a team that does not have a conference win. They have played very well in this game so far, outshooting Middlebury 27-22. And one of the other stats that we mentioned earlier in the game is the faceoffs. Conn College with 26 faceoff wins to Middlebury's 14. The one area that Middlebury is doing very well in, though, which is a pretty big factor, is block shots. They have blocked 14 shots, and Conn College only blocking 4. But Middlebury up by 1 as we get ready to start the third period here. In this period, no carryover penalties as we get ready to start the third period of play. The Panthers skating from right to left in this period. The Camels going from left to right. It will be Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Ryan Petty for the Camels. And the goaltenders are just about ready. The officials are ready. And the broadcaster, being me, is ready. Here we go. Third period action is underway. The faceoff won by Petty. Back to Sterling. Over to Moss, who sends it into neutral ice. And Sinise, Petty, and Capozzi out there for Conn College, while the Panthers counter with Shapiro, Powers, and Allen. Puck off the boards into neutral ice. Sterling racing back to get it. And it is taken by Capozzi. Sends it to Sinise, who drives it in back behind Ketchubaw. As Cage attempts to get it out, it is kept in due to the hard work by Capozzi. Nice job keeping it in, but brought out by the Panthers' Brett Pastor. Dumped into the left corner. And Liam Ferguson sends a pass up to Dan Driscoll, his defense partner, and is driven right back in by Cole Jocelyn. Taken by Tyler Capello, who circles above the right circle. Backhand saved by Rodericks, and he holds on. 19 minutes left to go, third period, 1-0 Middlebury. This faceoff coming to the left of goaltender Connor Rodericks, the junior from Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, playing well tonight, stopping 21 of 22 shots from the Panthers. It's William White taking the faceoff for Conn College against Tyler Capello, won by White. Back to Rory Garlasco. He sends a long pass up to Creamer, who sends it into neutral ice. Tipped in. Off the glass. Behind Ketchubaw, who sees that rebound and holds on to make sure there's no harm there. 18:43 left to go. Third period. 1-0 Panthers. Spencer Cage getting his second goal of the year back in the first period. Mitch Allen picking up the helper there. William White taking the faceoff in the Panthers' defensive zone. A shot off the faceoff from Creamer, saved by Ketchubaw. That was a nice wrist shot by Matt Creamer. The 6'2", 200-pound right winger from Warwick, Rhode Island. He beat Michael Fahey on the faceoff and got a quick shot off there. All right, White wins the faceoff again. This time it is back to the point where Colin McCabe sends it around. Taken by Creamer, who sends it back in. He backhands it. It is taken by Alex Lee, who gets it over to Emac Bentley, who sends it off the boards. Comes out of the zone. McCabe has it, waits for his teammates to get onside, and dumps it back in. Alex Lee circling, skating between the circles. A pass to Jimmy McKee, who brings it up. Puck now taken by the Camels. Comes into the Panther zone, and puck now sent back in by Pezza. Comes around the boards, taken by Lee, who loses it to Quateri. Quateri has it, centers it in front. It's bouncing around. Nice play by Lee to break that up. He skies it into neutral ice. He was looking for Danner. And we have a hand pass. 17:38 left to go. Third period, 1-0 Panthers. This faceoff should come back into the Camels defensive zone to the right of goaltender Connor Rodericks. Matt Danner taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Chris Adamson's. Adamson's chased out of the faceoff circle, replaced by one of the captains of the Camels, Kevin Doyle. And one by Doyle, taken by Adamson's, skates behind Rodericks and up the left side. Nice job by Danner, forechecking, knocks it away from him. And the Camels have to retreat and go the other way. A long pass now taken by number 23, Sam Stone, who sends it into the Panthers zone, covered by Ketchiball, who quickly leaves it for Cage, who sends it up and out. Icing waved off, as they'll say they'll tip. It was tipped. The Panthers getting a partial change here as Danner comes off. And the puck sent in by Kevin Doyle. Quickly scooped up by Mitch Allen. Gets it over to Alex Heinrichs. Puck is intercepted quickly by Capozzi, who skates in on the right side. Met by the house that is known as Connor Breen. No sale there. Capozzi still trying to get it moved against Breen, and that's just not happening. The puck now at neutral ice, brought back in by Moss. Moss going to the outside. Breen forces him out, and he blows a wheel. It's loose in front, and wow. That was a quick whistle there. The Camels are upset about that, and they have a right to be. That was a quick whistle. The puck was loose. Break for the Panthers there. 16:26 left to play, third period. 1-0 Middlebury. The Camels with some pressure there. Ketchiball made the save, and it was loose. And the referee blew the whistle. Ryan Petty taking it against Tyler Capello for the Panthers. Won by Capello. Back to Jimmy McKee. Now along the boards up to Michael Fahey, who sends it out. Brett Sterling brings it into the Panthers' defensive zone, and the Camels are offsides. So they get to and the Camels touch the puck while it was offsides, and so that will come all the way back down. 16:02 left to play, third period, 1-0 Middlebury. Some end-to-end action here, but no scoring other than the one goal in the first period. Spencer Cage, his second of the year from Mitch Allen at 4:12. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff against William White and winning it. Keith to Camille Tkachuk behind the net for Middlebury. He's matched up with Colin McCabe. Gets it back to the point. And a shot by McKee, a wrist shot from the top of the right circle. Between the circle and the blue line, a wrist shot. Jimmy McKee has a deceptively strong wrist shot. He's not a big guy. But he got a nice shot off there, and Roderick had to make the save. 15:44 left to play, third period, 1-0 Middlebury. Fahey wins the faceoff again. It goes back to McKee, who sends it in again. Comes all the way around, and the Camels have to chase. Creamer gets it out. And as it comes into the Panthers' defensive zone, the Camels are offsides again. And Brett Dineen skating up over the red line, blue line. Gets it to Bentley, a shot. Camille Tkachuk getting a shot off that went over the top of the net. But again, that entire sequence of plays there was set up by Emac Bentley, and his speed And Bentley just stole the puck again. Took the puck right away from White and forcing his goaltender to come out and poke check that. In fact, the puck is still in the zone. Now Cage has it. At the top of the circle is a wrist shot bouncing around. And Conn College got a faceoff and they needed one there. That was not a good shift defensively. The puck bouncing around and Emac Bentley just stole it. And they were not able to get it out, but they got a whistle, fortunately. And this faceoff to the left of Rodericks. And it's going to be Shiro taking it against Danny Tai. One by Shiro, who goes back to Sterling. Sterling loses it, though, to Pacini in the left corner, the lower left corner, as the players come together. And the Camel's able to get it out, but it is not out of the corner, but it is not out of the zone. Pezza has it now. He circles back as he tries to get it set up. Over the red line, he sends it in, and it's right into the glove of goaltender Ketchubaugh, who holds on after getting some snow there from Shiro. 14:20 left to play third period, 1-0 Middlebury. This face-off to Ketchubaugh's right. Michael Fahey taking the face-off for Middlebury against Adamson's. One by Fahey. Back to Breen. Up to Heinrichs, and it is Bentley, and he has a puck now. He shoots, save. It is loose in front, bouncing around. And a good play by Garlasco to knock it behind the net. Middlebury threatening here. Breen from the circles, a wrist shot. And Rodericks has seen that. Seen enough of that, he will hold on for a whistle. 13:59 left to play third period, 1-0 Middlebury. 30 shots on goal for the Camels, 25 for Middlebury. And this faces off to Roderick's left. Allen against Petty, won by Allen. It's along the far side boards, right in the middle by the hash marks. Taken by Petty behind Roderick's. And the puck knocked into the Camel zone by the Panthers. Mitch Allen doing a nice job forechecking. Back to the point where Heinrichs keeps it in. Skied off the boards. The Camels have a 2-on-1 here. It's Capozzi with a shot, with a pass rather to Sinise, who got a shot off. And Ketchubaugh with the save there. A nice 2-on-1 with Capozzi and Sinise. And Ketchubaugh, as he's done most of this game, with a big save. And the Panthers are going to be called for a penalty here. Zach Shapiro taking down one of the Camels. That's going to be a hooking minor. Kyle Moss hauled down. Really no question there. So Zach Shapiro going in the box for Middlebury. That penalty will be at 6:52 of the third period. And a golden opportunity here for the Camels to tie this game. Conn College 0-for-1 on the power play so far. We'll see if they can capitalize here. And conversely, we'll see if the Panthers can kill this off. A shot from Sterling from the point. It's loose. And the players whacking away there. And finally a whistle. Ketchubaugh with the save there. The Camels with some nice pressure right off the faceoff. And Greg Pezza taking the faceoff again and winning it. Back to Sterling, who gets it over to Moss. Back to Sterling. Sterling is at the right point. Moss is at the top of the left circle. A shot. That one is wide. Back to Sterling, over to Moss. Going back and forth. Sends it in deep to Quateri. All the way around. Back to Moss. Over to Sterling. Shot. It does not get through. Back to the point where it is taken by Sterling, who can't get a handle on it. He is trying to look for a lane for a pass or a shot. And he gets a shot and a blocker save by Ketchabaugh right into the metal stanchion on the building. That was a blast. Brett Sterling about 10 feet above the circles with a blast that Ketchabaugh blockered into the corner. 12:19 left to play third period. 1:11 in the hooking minor to Zach Shapiro. And the faceoff by Capozzi back to Moreau. Over to Sinise back at the point. And the drive from Moreau at the left circle goes wide. They're trying to get something set up in front here. The Panthers, though, in a defensive box along the wall. Sinise is together with McKee. Sinise gets it out as he is crushed. Panthers doing a nice job here, wasting time on this penalty kill, but it comes back to the point where Moreau has it. He gets it to McCabe, over to Capozzi with a shot saved by Ketchabaugh. Moreau back to the point where McCabe gets it over to Sinise, deflected in front. Down to 20 seconds. Moreau has it. Back to McCabe, back to Moreau. He centers it. A shot saved by Ketchabaugh. Off the blocker, into the netting. One of the things that I will say about the Panthers' goaltending this year, they've gotten good goaltending in every game this season. But tonight, Brian Ketchabaugh looks like he has been in a zone most of the night. He's been seeing them. He's been deflecting it out of harm's way. He's played a very, very good game tonight. Brian Ketchabaugh making 34 saves. And we're down to 9 seconds left in the penalty. 11:17 left to go in the third period. 1-0 Panthers. Spencer Cage, his second of the season, coming back at 4:12 of the period. And we've got some discussion here. I think they're trying to see if some extra time ticked off the faceoff. All right, so we'll set this up for you. It is going to be Ryan Petty taking the faceoff to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. He's going to take it against Emac Bentley, I believe. Now they're having another discussion. To be honest with you, I really don't know what this is about. But here we go. Here, right off the face-off. We have a whistle, and we'll do that again. Steven Sinise taking the face-off now against Emac Bentley, who looks like they might be having some issues with the clock. I think that's what they were saying. So they're going to be keeping time on the bench. So I'll do my best here to relay that to you. It's apparently there's a malfunction with the clock, which will make things interesting to do this. However, we will persevere. So again, so far in this game, the Conn College Camels with 34 shots, Middlebury with 28, but Middlebury has the lead. They've got that fixed. And off the faceoff, Bentley loses that faceoff to Sinise, who got it back to Sterling, who let a drive go from the right circle. Gloved by Ketchabaugh. So the faceoff will come to the other side. Now it's Petty taking it against Bentley. And this faceoff is won by Bentley, but it comes over to Sinise. Back to Sterling at the point. A wrist shot deflected. Batted out of the air by the Panthers. And here they come, a 3-on-2. And that is broken up by the Conn College defense. The Panthers have killed that penalty off. So Conn College 0-for-2 on the power play tonight. The puck coming around Roderick's. Petty trying to get it out, but it's knocked back in by Matt Danner. And it was going to come out, but a nice play by by Danner, keeping it in the zone. And the Camels have to go the other way. A pass off the boards to Moss that goes into the Panthers zone. Connor Breen has it. He sends it off the boards, but it's kept in by White. And a shot off the exchange there by Moreau. Ty was trying to get that pass to Danner, and Moreau intercepted that. A quick shot that Ketchibah will make a save on, and we'll get a whistle. 10:13 left to go, third period. 1-0 Middlebury. An exciting game here from the Dayton Arena in New London, Connecticut. White with the faceoff against Powers. It is won by Powers. The faceoff comes into the lower right corner up to the top of the zone and knocked out by the Panthers. And here comes Zach Shapiro. He's got Powers with him. Now in the right corner. Taken by White. A long pass over to Creamer. Sent around the boards by Ketchibah. Up and taken by Owen Powers over to Jimmy McKee, who will dump that in. And Rodericks has that. And as Zach Shapiro is bearing down on him, he will hold on. 9:33 left to go, third period. 1-0 Panthers. Middlebury looking to even their record at 500. They're 7-8-1 right now. With a win tonight, they would be 8-8-1 and set themselves up for a nice weekend. They've got a game tomorrow against Tufts, so getting some points in both games would be terrific. Help them move up in the standings. The face-off to the left of Rodericks. It is Capello taking the face-off against Shiro and winning it. But it is knocked out of the zone by Quateri and dumped quickly back in by Brett Pastor. Puck now in neutral ice. It is taken by Greg Pezza over to Moss. Moss back to Sterling. Sterling over the red line. Now over the blue line. He sends it into the right corner. Sterling sends it behind Ketchibah, but it's taken by Brett Pastor, who sends it into the neutral zone. Driven back in by Pezza. Taken by Cage. In neutral ice, it is taken by Charlie Parsons, who sends it in. No icing. But both teams are changing here. So the Camels' Liam Ferguson will get things set up behind his netminder. And here come the Camels. Puck bouncing around the neutral zone, taken by Heinrichs, brought in by Tkachuk. Centers it to Fahey. And he sends it back looking for Heinrichs, and they need to hurry here as the Camels were racing back. Chris Adamson's was with Sam Stone. They've got some speed. They got in there quick. But fortunately for the Panthers, no harm done. The Panthers line of Bentley, Fahey, and Tkachuk with the puck now in the Camels' defensive zone. Back to the point to Heinrichs, who pinches in. He lets a wrist shot go that is blocked. Skied up and out by Adamson's. And we have a whistle. 7:49 left to play. Third period, 1-0 Middlebury. An exciting game. 35 shots for the Connecticut College Camels. 28 for the Panthers. Middlebury 0 for 1 on the power play. And Conn College 0 for 2. Let me correct myself. Middlebury has not had a power play. And Conn College is 0 for 2. So this face-off deep in the Conn College zone. This was to the right of goaltender Connor Rodericks, who's played well tonight. Danny Tai had taken that face-off, and lost it to William White, and it was shot into the stands. White taking the face-off again. This time against Owen Powers. And White won the face-off, but it quickly came back to Rodericks, who jumped on that for a whistle. 7:30 left to play, third period, 1-0 Middlebury. His face-off to the left of Rodericks. Zach Shapiro taking the faceoff against Petty. Petty wins it, and it goes back into the right corner. Long pass out by Petty. He gets that up to Capozzi, who sends it in and behind Ketchabaugh. It's quickly intercepted by McKee, who sends it into the right corner and taken by Sinise. Back to the point, a wrist shot, and they score. I think. So the teams are celebrating, and there has been no indication whether or not it's a goal or not. There's been no indication whether this is a goal or not, Well, there's going to be some discussion here, because what had happened is there was a whole bunch of players in front. Some of the Conn College players were signaling a goal. The referees have not signaled a goal. Half the team was celebrating. And I'm just being honest with you, I'm really not sure what the call is going to be here. The players were celebrating, but I don't think they've indicated a goal here. They're not at center ice, so I think they're going to say no goal. Wow. So the face-off to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. I'll explain more about that play in a second. The puck is brought in by Capozzi. Went to center, and it went wide. Bouncing around, taken by Sinise. Back behind the Middlebury net. And it comes up and out. All the way back down in the lower left corner. Puck taken by Sinise. A long pass up to Petty. Petty over the blue line on the right side. A shot that goes wide. Sinise, Petty, and Capozzi there. And it's sent out of the zone by Brett Pastor. And back behind Rodericks. And Ferguson tried to send a home run pass to Shiro, intercepted by Spencer Cage, who is the goal scorer tonight for the Panthers. And the puck is bouncing around the Middlebury defensive zone. And we're down to 5:50 left to go in the third period. All the way around, and the puck now in the Camels defensive zone, picked up by Emac Bentley, who's got wheels. Sends it back to Kamil Tkachuk, a backhand wide of the net. Got some fire wagon hockey here at the Dayton Arena. Puck now in the neutral zone. It is knocked in by Greg Pezza. Taken by Connor Breen, who dumps it in and will stop. So for the Panthers, it is Danner, Ty, and Pacini with Brett Dineen and Connor Breen. And as a shot comes on Roderick from Danner, we get a face-off and we'll hold on. So back to that play there. Half the Camels team was indicating that they scored. The other rest of the players kept playing, and there was no indication of a goal. And so that's really the second opportunity tonight that the Camels have got a gripe about. But no goal, and Middlebury holds on to their 1-0 lead. And again, kudos to the Panthers for not stopping playing. And so as the puck is sent around the boards, we have a Camel that goes flying. And so looks like we have a penalty coming up to Middlebury. Joey Pacini. So the Camels will get their third power play opportunity of the game. So this faceoff will come to Ketchabaugh's right. So it's Owen Powers taking the faceoff. And it's taken by Powers and knocked out. And the Panthers Sent it into the Camels defensive zone. And they had a two-on-one there for a second, shorthanded. Bentley and Pastor, I believe it was. Excuse me, was Bentley and Allen. Broken up by Rodericks in his poke check, goaltender for the Camels, and sent back down. Strong play there by Spencer Cage. And here come the Camels. Puck bouncing around. It was Joey Puccini for the Panthers. An interference penalty at 14:55 of the period. So the puck now deep in the lower right corner in the Panthers' defensive zone. Back to the point where Moss sends it over to Sterling, who has got a shot. We've seen that tonight a couple of times. In the lower right corner, it's Quartieri sends it to Pezza. Back to Moss with a shot that's deflected. That one just went wide. Down to 30 seconds left in the penalty. 3:30 left to go in the third period. Taken by Connor Breen, who sends it all the way down and out of danger. And a nice lengthy pass up from Rodericks, who sends it into the... sends it to Pezza, who dumps it in and around. And the Panthers have a two-on-one here. Owen Powers with Mitch Allen. Powers shoots, save Rodericks! Big save by Connor Rodericks there on Owen Powers, shorthanded. And the penalty is over, and the teams are back at even strength. Conn College now 0-for-3 on the power play in this game, while Middlebury has not had one. Puck coming along the boards, taken by Shapiro. Shapiro bringing it in, dumping it in around, as the Panthers will change here, as they're down to 2:40 in the third period. McKay bracing up right in front of the Middlebury bench, dumping it in. In the far side right corner, Tkachuk walls him back to the point. Shot, it's loose, save Tkachuk! Adamson's with a nice shot. That is saved by Ketchabaugh and cleared out. Emac Bentley racing into the Camels defensive zone. He's behind the net, centering it in front. He was looking for Tkachuk. It's bouncing around. And here comes Doyle. Doyle sending it in. He is sent to the ice by Fahey. Fahey has a long pass to Bentley, who gets it past him as we're down to a minute 55 in the third period. And here come the Camels again. Skating up on the right side is Sterling, who dumps it in. Petty coming together with Pastor back to the point. Sterling with a shot. It's deflected in front into the right corner. Puck bouncing around and into the stands. Players coming together in the lower right corner in the Panthers' defensive zone. And we got a minute 30 left in regulation. And one thing's for sure, this has been a pretty exciting game. Both teams playing very, very well. All right, in the faceoff circle for Conn College, Ryan Petty. For the Panthers, Tyler Capello. And the timeout is being taken by Conn College. So the team's playing some fire wagon hockey the last couple of minutes. A power play, a goal that looked like it was scored, then it wasn't scored, and we weren't really sure what happened. And the Panthers will be in action again tomorrow against Tufts at 4 o'clock. The pregame show at 3:30 here on WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. And after the conclusion of this game, I'm going to see if I can talk to the officials and find out what happened on that play, because I've never seen anything like that. You had the Connecticut team celebrating. The other half was still playing with the Middlebury team, and no indication was made, but that's why you play to the whistle. That's something they teach you from Pee Wees. You play to the whistle, regardless or not. And I'm going to be interested to see what the explanation is on that, because it certainly looked like they scored. And then the next thing you know, they're taking the faceoff. So for Conn College, I have to say, though, they played very well tonight. They've played a lot better than their record indicates. so far this season. They are 0-9-1 in the conference. They only have a tie against Williams back on December 1st, but they've played well tonight. 38 shots on goal for Conn College, 33 for Middlebury. Conn College 0-3 on the power play, and Middlebury has not had a power play. So we're down to a minute 30 left to go in the third period. And I think we're going to have an exciting minute 30 of hockey, if nothing else. Kamil Tkachuk taking the faceoff, and the Camel's net is empty. So they've got an extra skater here. We'll see if they're able to do anything with that. The faceoff won by Tkachuk. The puck is bouncing around, and Powers able to get it out as we're down to 1:20. And here come the Camels. It is Capozzi dumping it in. It goes all the way around. Breen trying to get it out, and he can't. Petty behind the net with Tkachuk. Leaves it for Capozzi. Capozzi along the boards. Back to the point to Moss. Cage trying to clear it. He can't do it yet. Moreau has it. He's met along the boards by Tkachuk. It's taken by Sinisi. And a diving Owen Powers knocks it into the Middlebury bench as we're down to 47.2 seconds left to go in regulation. Middlebury scoring all the way back at 4:12 of the first period. Spencer Cage, his second of the year from Mitch Allen, the only scoring in this game so far. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. It is going to be Michael Fahey taking it against Ryan Petty. The Camel's net is empty, and it is won by Petty back to the point to Sterling. It's loose in front after a shot by Moss. It's coming back. And a streaking Michael Fahey dives, and he scores! Hard work by Michael Fahey. He just beat Brent Sterling to the puck. He outraced him, and he put the puck in the empty net, and Sterling went down. Hopefully he's okay. He went down pretty hard. So he put it in the empty net, but we have no indication if this is a goal yet here either. Fortunately, everybody got up and is okay. That's the important thing. So we're waiting to see here. The officials are discussing it. And the goal has just gone up. So Middlebury with an empty netter there. And barring something miraculous in the last 34.2 seconds, Middlebury is about to pick up their eighth win of the year. The faceoff, Danny Tai taking it against William White. Won by Tai, dumped into the Camel zone. And it's skied back in to neutral ice by the Camels. Broken up by Brett Dineen. Matt Creamer bringing it in to the Panther zone, centered. It's bouncing around in front. Now it goes behind the net. Down to 4 seconds left. And that'll do it. Middlebury with a 2-0 shutout win. The final score here from the Dayton Arena. When we come back, we will analyze the game, recap it for you. The final score from the Dayton Arena, 2-0 in favor of the Middlebury College Panthers. You're listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank Real. Live Real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Dayton Arena here in New London, Connecticut, where the Middlebury College Panthers have beaten the Conn College Camels. A very exciting game. 1-0. Was the score at the end of the first period. Spencer Cage getting his second of the year from Mitch Allen. That happened all the way back at 4:12 of the first period. And the only other scoring happened at 19:26 of the third period. And we ordinarily do not highlight empty net goals because they are just that. But on this empty net goal that was scored by Michael Fahey, he simply outraced the Conn College defenseman Brett Sterling and made a really great individual effort diving to put the puck in the net, and that happened at 19:26. Camel's net is empty, and it is won by Petty back to the point to Sterling. It's loose in front after a shot by Moss. It's coming back. And a streaking Michael Fahey dives, and he scores! Hard work by Michael Fahey. He just beat Brett Sterling to the puck. He outraced him, and he put the puck in the empty net, and Sterling went down. Hopefully he's okay. He went down pretty hard. Just a great individual effort there by Michael Fahey. A streaking Michael Fahey came in there out of nowhere. He just beat the defenseman Brett Sterling to the puck and put that in. You know, empty net goals are not a given, and I'm not sure that would have gone in had Michael Fahey not done that, but that was his ninth goal of the season. It is unassisted, the goal coming at 19:26, and that is where this game ended, the final score 2-0 in favor of the Middlebury College Panthers. When we come back, we'll give you the game's three stars as Middlebury has won this game by a score of 2-0. You're listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
It's time to stop smoking once and for all by attending the next Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar in Plattsburgh. In just 2 hours, you can finally become a lifelong non-smoker, regardless of past experience or how long you've been smoking. This program is designed so you can stop smoking without anxiety, irritability, or gaining any weight. For only $49.99, you can become a non-smoker through hypnosis. Sunday, February 10th at the Holiday Inn Hotel, 406 Route 3 in Plattsburgh, from 2 to 4 p.m. Registration starts at 1:30. Seating is limited, so get there early to reserve your spot. All forms of payment are accepted. Or for more information, go to markpatrickseminars.com. Over 500,000 have attended their program. Try it. It can work for you. Almost everyone knows someone who has stopped smoking using hypnosis. Now that someone can be you. Attend the Mark Patrick Seminar Sunday, February 10th at the Holiday Inn Hotel, 406 Route 3 in Plattsburgh. And use the power of hypnosis to stop smoking now.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And the Middlebury College Panthers picking up their eighth win of the year, beating Conn College tonight on the road at the Dayton Arena in New London. The Panthers playing very well, leading this game 1-0 at the end of the first period. Spencer Cage getting his second of the year from Mitch Allen, the goal coming at 4:12 of the period. And then the only other goal in this game, Michael Fahey getting his ninth of the year unassisted at 19:26. And the Panthers go on to win this game by a score of 2-0. A big win for the Panthers as they win the first game of their road trip this weekend. They take on Tufts tomorrow afternoon, on the road at the Malden Valley Forum. A game that we will have for you right here on WVTK. But time right now to take a look at the game's three stars as chosen by the attending members of the media, which would be me. The third star from Connecticut College, number one, goaltender Connor Rodericks. He stopped 33 of the 34 shots that he faced. He is our third star of the game. Our second star of the game from the Panthers, number 68, Spencer Cage, scoring his second goal of the year. That goal coming at 4:12 of the first period. That was the game winner. And the number one star of the game from the Panthers, number 30, goaltender Brian Ketchibaugh, who faced 39 shots and stopped all of them. And getting his shutout win, or getting the shutout win tonight. And Brian Ketchibaugh, the number one star of the game here on the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. The final score, 2-0 Middlebury, defeating Conn College from the Dayton Arena. When we come back, we'll take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard. We'll talk about the Panthers game tomorrow and some final thoughts. Middlebury wins this one 2-0 from the Dayton Arena. You're listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
In the pregame show tonight, we talked about resilience and how the Panthers have done that all year. And we had talked about our hope for them being able to do that tonight after losing to Norwich earlier this week at home, 3-2. And they certainly did that tonight, coming in tonight and playing a solid game, a shutout win. Middlebury beating the Connecticut College Camels 2-0 here at the Dayton Arena. Bruce Eamon with you on the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. And if you wanted to write a recipe for riding the ship, having a good start to a weekend road trip, that is exactly what the Panthers have done tonight. Brian Ketchibaugh pitching a shutout tonight, and a very good game by the Panthers goaltender. 39 shots, 39 saves. Spencer Cage getting a goal tonight, the game winner, his second of the year, coming at 4-12 of the first period. And then Michael Fahey, who has been one of the Panthers' most valuable players all year, getting an empty net goal. And not the easy way either, putting in some effort there, really a great individual effort to get the empty netter. And that was the way this game ended, 2-0. The Panthers win this game and pick up two important points in the NESCAC. Now, again, the Panthers will be taking on Tufts University tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the pregame show at 3:30 here on WVTK. And taking a look at the NESCAC scoreboard from tonight, there are two games that are finals. Wesleyan has shut out Amherst 1-0, and this is the other game that is a final, Middlebury defeating Conn College 2-0. The other games... this game just ended as well. Williams beating Tufts by a score of 3-1. And in overtime, Trinity and Hamilton are tied at 3, 3:29 into the overtime period. Taking one final look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. There are no games tonight because the NHL All-Star Weekend is going on tomorrow. So some exciting stuff there. But that's going to do it. The final score from the Dayton Arena here in New London, Connecticut. The Middlebury College Panthers defeat the Connecticut College Camels by a score of 2-1. Again, the Panthers back in action tomorrow at 4 o'clock, taking on the Tufts University Jumbos, a team that going into tonight's games was also behind them in the standings in ninth place. We'll have to see how it shakes out with all the games are done tonight. But again, for the Panthers, one of those efforts tonight that they can be proud of, and as they head up to Massachusetts and their game against Tufts tomorrow, they can be proud of the effort they put in tonight. They needed a solid road game, and they certainly got it. The Panthers have had excellent goaltending all year, but Brian Ketchibaugh, in my opinion, tonight playing probably one of the most important games of the season. They needed a big game, and they got it. This team is definitely right in the thick of the playoff mix and the race, and as I said in the pregame show, I really do think that even though they're missing one of their better players in Brendan Dawson, who remains out with an injury, the good news for Middlebury, Brett Dineen back in the lineup tonight. He played very well. The Panthers just played a picture-perfect road game. There is not much you can criticize about their effort tonight. They needed a big game, and they certainly got one, and a great job by Coach Neil Sinclair and the coaching staff to get the team ready. They looked like they were ready tonight. They needed a good game, and they got one. And the Panthers picking up 2 points and winning this one by a score of 2-0. And so that is going to do it for us tonight. The final score, Middlebury beating Conn College 2-0. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We will join you again tomorrow at 3:30 right here on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. And on behalf of our engineer, Jimmy Tai, who I got his name right this time, so that's good. He did his usual terrific job. I am Bruce Zeman, the radio voice of the Panthers. I want to thank you for listening. You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. We'll catch you tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Sheer Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.